Welcome to the 2008 Jack Straw Writers Program and the May Readings Preview. 12 local writers are selected each year by a curator to make audio recordings of their work and present live readings at Jack Straw Productions. The following is a collection of work from this year's participants.
For the wisdom and benevolence of the spatula, I add a splash of vanilla, a pinch of cinnamon, the apples peeled and chopped, the blueberries gushing in their little purses of skin.
Was it hot in the high noon, hauling our hearthstone through silent streets? You left a scarab in its place.
If I see another condo shoot up, I'm gonna call the cops and tell them, hurry, something's going down on the corner.
Humor me like you hot-footed me, treed, trapezed, triple-played me.
Maybe Mala, maybe Madonna, he hasn't decided.
Still the thumb is a staff, the weight enough to hold his place on the page, a pillar even, on which to rest his body's nimble ruin.
Now you'll hear selections from writer interviews with this year's curator, Judith Roche. Kevin Kraft.
I love that little word, E-R-R-R. And, you know, of course, we get error and errant. And, you know, it comes from the French word errer, which means to wander. So error as a form of wandering is the inspiration for this poem. But I also like the fact that you have the three-letter word there. And I fell in love with three-letter words one spring, and I sort of combed through my dictionary and found all the three-letter words that I could get. They're a little nicer than the four-letter words.
Rebecca Hoogs.
For me, over the years, I've come to realize that language itself is my subject. It could be an expression, a colloquialism, an idiom, a hot phrase or combination of words that are in the language at this moment, the language of advertising, of newspapers, languages overheard on the streets that people of different ages and groups are using. And that's really interesting to me.
Brian McGuigan.
So that's how poetry matters, is by writing poetry that people can understand, people can relate to, people can feel, not just writing it for a certain select group of people, the academics or the MFA students or, you know, a certain sect of writing, you know, like experimental poetry. People who listen to slam or love slam aren't going to be able to get experimental poetry. I read all sorts of poetry and I don't get experimental poetry. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's just me. But I think when you make poetry more than just this niche thing, this thing that's only for a certain set of people, it's when you make it matter.
If you want to hear more of these writers, join them for the Jack Straw May Reading Series starting at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, May 15th. Wednesday, May 21st, and Thursday, May 29th at Jack Straw Productions, located at 4261 Roosevelt Way, Northeast, Seattle. Admission to each event is a $5 suggested donation. Music performed by Matt Weiner and Del Rey and recorded at Jack Straw Productions as part of the Jack Straw Artist Support Program. This podcast was produced by Jack Straw Productions as part of the Jack Straw Writers Program. The 2008 curator of this program is Judith Roche. Producer is Jenny Cecil Moore. Recording engineers are Mo Preventure and Tom Stiles. Arts Programs Manager is Van Deep. Narrator is Michelle Kazak. And Executive Director of Jack Straw Productions is Joan Rabinowitz. The Jack Straw Writers Program is made possible with support from the Paul G. Allen Family Foundation, Arts Fund, Poncho, the Mayor's Office of Arts and Cultural Affairs, For Culture, King County Lodging Tax Fund, the Washington State Arts Commission, the National Endowment for the Arts, and individual contributors. All of the writers heard in this series are published in the Jack Straw Writers Anthology and featured online at jackstraw.org. Thank you for listening.